Here's what I want. I'd like the two of you to take an offer to the Jedi Order and perhaps help me resolve this thing. Acting as advocates for who, precisely? Leia asked. I'm sure you don't expect us to represent you. I expect you to do what's best for the Galactic Alliance, Dalla countered, a bit sharply. Which happens to be helping the two sides resolve their grievances with each other and return the Jedi Order to its long-standing role as a government resource. As long as you're making progress toward that goal, the government will overlook your recent crime spree in helping several criminally insane Jedi escape the planet. If you actually succeed, the case will be dismissed.
Han scowled.
If you expect us to sell out to dodge a few trumped-up charges, save us all some time and just arrest us now.
Dalla sighed and rolled her eyes toward Dorvan.
I told you this would never work.
Dorvan raised a hand for patience, then turned to the Solos.
Your suspicion is understandable, he said. But that's not what the Chief is asking. She's just looking for someone to help cool tempers, present her case, and see if there aren't some reasonable accommodations that both sides can make.
Han looked back to Dalla.
Reasonable accommodations?
He allowed a crooked smirk to creep across his mouth.
Things must be getting pretty hot in the Chief's seat, huh?
Dalla's eyes grew hard, but Dorvan admitted,
particularly since Cha Nyathal's funeral. It's beginning to interfere with the state's other business.
Han and Leia exchanged a look, and he gave her a little shrug, signifying consent.
There's a problem, though.
Yes?
Leia's a Jedi. Doesn't that sort of slant our outlook in your eyes? Make us sort of biased?
Absolutely.
Dalla leaned forward again. A small smile crossed her face.
Han Solo, you've held a commissioned rank in the New Republic Armed Forces.
Uh-oh.
The privileges and rights of which carry over into the Galactic Alliance. And in times of Alliance crisis, which this is, the Chief of State, as Commander-in-Chief of the Armed Forces, can return retired officers, even those not in the reserves, to active duty.
Han sank back into his chair and covered his eyes with his hand.
Don't say it.
Sorry, but I must. I'm returning you to the rank of General and assigning you the responsibility of searching for a reasonable solution to our mutual problem. Unless you'd like to formally resign your commission, which I will take as a sign that you don't want this assignment or the clemency that comes with it. In which case, I will have to execute the arrest warrant.
Dorvan cleared his throat.
We realize that you don't care for the public at large to know that you have ethics and would in fact try to fulfill your duty to the Galactic Alliance here, so the exact terms of this deal won't be revealed. Just an announcement that the former Chief of State, Jedi Leia Solo, and Alliance hero and scoundrel Han Solo are making an effort to resolve the disputes between the government and the Jedi.
Han peered at his wife.
Did he say scoundrel?
He did.
It's gotta be wildly popular scoundrel, or it's no deal.
So recorded, so noted.
Dalla looked between them.
So, do we have a deal? I don't see how in good conscience we can refuse.
Leia leaned forward to extend a hand.
It's a deal.
Dalla shook it, then shook Han's.
General, you'll need an aide.
I have one. C-3PO.
It pained Han to say those words, but he'd rather keep any government-appointed military attaché out of his business.
Ah, your protocol droid, of course.
Dalla glanced toward her assistant.
Dorvan has prepared a small briefing sheet that outlines what I'm willing to offer.
Dorvan withdrew a single sheet of handwritten flimsy from his tunic pocket.
There are no identifying marks, of course. Should it fall into the media's hands,
It won't,
Leia said, plucking the sheet from his grip.
We've handled delicate negotiations before. Good,
Dalla said.
Let Dorvan know if you need any resources to aid your efforts. and please send me a daily update on your progress.
The words sounded like a dismissal, so Han rose, as did Leia. Uncomfortably aware of his renewed responsibilities, Han threw Dalla a sloppy salute, one suited to a wildly popular scoundrel, and turned for the door. He and Leia did not speak until they reached the main exit and emerged into sunlight.
So, what the blazes?
Leia shook her head.
She's in trouble. She needs to make it look like she's looking for a solution.
Is she?
Han asked.
I guess we'll know after we read this,
Leia said, flicking the flimsy Dorvin had given her.
Either way, though, we stay out of jail and she makes herself look a little less unreasonable.
They angled toward the Falcon. It was shut up tight, but still had security troops posted around it.
Is this something we can actually pull off?
Maybe. All I can say is, it's better to be out here trying than in prison not trying.